when I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor. We used to go out to Grandma's house every month in the soul. Half chicken pie and country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, Granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit, listen, watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for a tick. And a whole 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a pig we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun at Grandma's feather bed.
I love my papa, love Granny and Grandpa too.
I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said, I'd trade them all, plus the gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. Yes, I'd trade them all, plus the gal down the road.
Well, maybe I better consider about the gal down the road.
Well, maybe I better reconsider about the gal down the road. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for the tick. It hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
Peace train. Still a whisper on my lips, feeling at my fingertips, pulling at my skin. Leave me when I'm at my worst, feeling as if I've been cursed, bitter cold within. Days go by and still I think of days when I couldn't live my life without you.
Say up jump the boogie to the producer, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talking my checkbook, could it cost more money than a sucker could ever spend? But I wouldn't give a sucker or a punk from the rock and not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You see, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, I'm a Mellow. It's on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the rhythm, shake your dairy. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter to pop, to pop, to pop. Give it, give it, pop, to pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, I throw it on the floor.
Like a millionaire that has no money, like a rainy day that is not wet, like a gambling fiend that does not bet, like Dracula without his fangs, like the boogie to the boogie without the boogie bang, like collard greens that don't taste good, like a tree that's not made out of wood, like going up and not coming down, it's just like the beat without the sound, no sound to the beat. You do the freak, everybody just rock and dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas are mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he's just being polite, he ain't finished, oh, that's bull. So your heart starts pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And your friend says, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. But while the sticky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream of the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that looks like cheese. Oh, so you say, that's it, I got to leave this place, I don't care what people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. Oh, so you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectate. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, babe, but we're still friends. With a hip hop the hippie to the hippie, the hip hip, the hoppy, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. I said, Hank, can you rock? Can you rock to the rhythm that just don't stop? But can you hit me to the shoo-be-doo? I said, come on, make the people move.
That spring from gloom. My love is a flower just beginning to bloom, beginning to bloom, to bloom. My love is a birdie who's just learning to trill. I must be patient with her now, so I will. My love is a flower just beginning to bloom, beginning to bloom, to bloom. She's still learning to love herself. She's still learning to let herself go. And she's still learning to trust herself. And Jonathan's gotta be patient, because I know that my love is a flower just beginning to bloom, just like those things from your garden that spring from the gloom. My love is a flower just beginning to bloom. She's just beginning to bloom, to bloom. And she's still learning to love herself. And she's still
herself go.
And that's hard, you know.
She's still learning to trust herself.
I gotta give her a break. Don't I gotta be so patient, because I know that my love, she's like a flower just beginning to bloom, just like those things from your garden that spring from the gloom. My love is a flower just beginning to bloom,
beginning to bloom, to bloom. Well, people all over the world, people all over the world, people all over the world are starving just for affection. Well, but to me this ain't funny, to me this is real, so I thought I'd tell everybody how I feel about affection. I said, affection. Now you guys, you all know that your friend Jonathan likes to eat food a lot. Yes. And I like to do other things. I like to run around, jump. But affection is the most thing to me. I'd trade in everything else in a minute. You know, I used to starve for affection. I blamed the world, and it could be the world's fault, I suppose. But I was a snob, the type who said, I don't have time for them. And the type who says, I have nothing in common with those. But then I relaxed a little, and I met more folks who liked me, and they helped me to reach out and give. And that helped me to get more of affection. And that helped me to live. So I say that people all over the world are good. People all over the world ain't bad. But if they keep being snobs about it, they're never gonna get what they wish they had. And that's affection. Affection. There's telephones, televisions, and cars, yes. And there's records and books and magazines for you. But poor affection sits there standing in the corner, saying to itself, I wish someone would give me something to do. Well, I know it takes nerve to reach out and give affection to folks who seem to want your touch, but you can't tell. 'Cause they can laugh at you, and that's rejection. And you probably won't like that so well. But I say that people all over the world are good, and people all over the world they bad. But if they keep on chickening out, they won't get what they wish they had. Affection. That's affection. Keep it up now. I know they want affection. I know they want affection.
So blue, lonesome too, but still think of you. You're the one rose that's left in my heart, dear. I love you, adore you, I do. Each night in dreamland we wander alone, telling love's story anew. When from a blue sky a black cloud came rolling, breaking my heart in two. Oh, we ought not to part, I have said from the start. You're the one rose that's left in my heart. You're the one rose that's left in my heart.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night wind whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the just hoping you may be somewhere on walking after midnight, searching for me. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night wind whisper to me, I'm lonesome.
To this day. I knew these people, these two people. Girl was 17, and the guy was a bit older, raggedy and wild, and she was very beautiful, you know? And together they turned everything into a kind of an adventure, and she liked that. Just an ordinary trip down to the grocery store was full of adventure. They were always laughing at stupid things. He liked to make her laugh. And they didn't much care for anything else because all they wanted to do was be with each other. They were always together. And he loved her more than he ever felt possible. He couldn't stand being away from her during the day when he went to work. So he'd quit just to be home with her. And then he'd get another job when the money ran out. And then he'd quit again. But pretty soon she started to worry.
About what?
Money, I guess. Not having enough.
Hmm?
Not knowing when the next check was coming in.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So he started to get kind of torn inside.
How do you mean?
Well, he knew he had to work to support her, but he couldn't stand being away from her either. And the more he was away from her, the crazier he got. Except now, he got really crazy. He started imagining all kinds of things.
Like what?
He started thinking that she was seeing other men on the sly. He'd come home from work and accuse her of spending the day with somebody else. He'd yell at him and break things in the trailer.
The trailer.
Yes. They lived in a trailer home. Anyway, he started to drink real bad. And he'd stay out late to test her, to see if she'd get jealous. He wanted her to get jealous, but she didn't. She just worried about him. But that got him even madder. He thought if she never got jealous of him, that she didn't really care about him. Jealousy was a sign of her love for him. And then one night, she told him that she was pregnant. She was about 3 or 4 months pregnant, and he didn't even know. Then suddenly everything changed. He stopped drinking. He got a steady job. He was convinced that she loved him now because she was carrying his child. And he was going to dedicate himself to making a home for her. But a funny thing, he stole her money. He didn't even notice it at first. She started to change. The day the baby was born,
turned away on your side. She had the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap she deserved. She had the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap she deserved with her ever increasing membrane. Miss Virginia Epitome got bought beer again. Consistently tight, Miss Epitome, constantly losing her virginity and leaving the boys all cheering the cherry as her hymen grew back like the lush skin of a berry. Virginia, Virgo, epitome of intacta, the biological miracle had farm boys by the tractor. Footballers, sailors, guitar playing deadheads, Johns, Pauls, Steves, Mikes, Franks and Freds. Simon, a pieman or four, firemen, doctors, DJs, bounces on the door. Surfers, skaters, policemen, traffic wardens, she didn't care. The hymen would grow back. It would always be there, whispering, "Go easy, for I am a virgin intact." But now the virgin bit was bullshit, but the rest was a biological fact. She had the hymen that always grew back. She had the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap she deserved from wives, girlfriends, sisters and mothers alike. But the boys all cheered for the world's tightest bike. Until one day, to her greatest despair, she found she was growing hymens almost everywhere. It started with thin ones up each nostril, then one formed in her left ear. Another grew in her throat, and a thicker one formed in her rear, until eventually she became a membrane. A large, mucus-muscled, intact bubble. Drugs, no more free whiskey and no more boy trouble, for nothing could pierce it, for it was waterproof from the rain. Miss Virginia Epitome now lived up to her name. She suffocated in the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap she deserved. With the hymen that always grew back until it grew over her face like a slap.